Hey, all you Rocket fans.
Did you know J-Dub's Pizza and Subs is back open?
It's new and improved. Give us a call at 965-7070.
We're open Thursday through Sunday.
Grab a pizza before the game or get one when the Rockets are away.
J-Dub's Pizza and Subs, we're back open. 965-7070. Pickup and delivery only. Welcome to another Rocket podcast. Crittenden County going into round two of the playoffs. We'll host Bethlehem this week. Coach Starnes, this is a team we're fairly familiar with. They've ended our season the last 2 years. This time the shoe's on a different foot a little bit. We're at home. The last two times they've been at Bardstown. This time it's at Rocket Stadium, and they come in at 4-7, and we come in at 7-4. So, looking at all the ratings and the rankings, I have to say we're certainly the favorite in this football game.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we can say that. We're favored probably because we have home field, and the trip is a long trip. Because when you get into playoffs, especially as you get deeper into playoffs, you know, teams are more evenly matched, and I think that that's the case in this one as well. Last year we went there, and we were the second seed, and they were the number one seed in their district, and the tables turned this year, and we're number one seed in our district, and they're number two seed in their district. So, they have to travel to us, and I think that this team is a lot like what we are, and they remind us of ourselves, and, you know, they're probably just a little bit bigger than we are. In fact, they are a little bit bigger. You know, they have 6'4", 370-pounders, 5'10", 265, 6'3", 280, 6'3", 270, and that's up front. So, you know, they're big, and I just think that we're going to have to make sure that we're able to throw the football and play ball control offense make them play game fast, and hopefully things work out for us. But, we can't sit back and take this team lightly and take anything for granted. Just because they have a record of 4-7 doesn't mean that they're not a good opponent. And I tell you that they're going to be hungry. They're going to want another shot at Campbellsville if it works out that way. Because I think that they were disappointed that they didn't win that district. And Campbellsville and Russellville play tomorrow night for a chance to play in the regional championship game. And us in Bethlehem are doing the same thing. So, you know, the goal is the same for those four teams that I just mentioned, is that's to get to the next round in round three in the regional championship.
You look at their schedule this year, they have four wins, and those three of their four wins are against Caverna, Fort Knox, and Fulton County. And their other wins against Hart County. And Hart County, I think, was eliminated last week in the playoffs by Caldwell County. So.
And I understand that. And, if people look at our wins, they might say the same thing, with the exception of Russellville. It can be said both ways. And we're very capable of it. We're very capable of putting a good showing together and playing hard. And, you know, be honest with you, Chris, I'll be very disappointed if we don't. Mm-hmm. I really think that our kids are ready to play. I think that they're excited about playing. And I think that they're ready. They're excited about being home. They're excited about deer season Saturday and us not having to come back and travel. And, we're looking forward to it. I mean, we're excited about it. We want to make sure that we take care of business, because now – the goal is very simple, and that's to play in a regional championship game.
Bethlehem's a team we have seen three times. This is the second time here. They beat us 28-14 back in 2010 in a game that we thought maybe we were as good or better team at that time. And the last 2 years they've ended our season 48-21 in 2015, and then last year that one that still on everybody's minds. We had a 21-point lead going into the fourth quarter and lost 43-36. So a little bit of time for some vengeance maybe to get back.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, it's still on our minds, and we're still bitter about it. And there's a chance for us to to get a little redemption this week. And, you know, we just have to understand that. You know, Coach Thompson told him after practice yesterday to remember that feeling last year that we had at the end of that game and how bad we felt and how much we decided that those coming back were going to work so to eliminate that feeling again. Well, this game is here. And so they have worked hard, they've earned everything that they've gotten this year. They've earned this chance to go to the third round. And so now we just have to play that way. We have to go out and we have to play all phases of the game and don't take anything for granted. Bethlehem is thinking the same thing. So they're not going to lay down and give us anything. We're going to have to earn it, and they're going to have to earn everything that they get as well. So, you know, as you get deeper in the playoffs, things get tougher, and, you know, we're anticipating that and we understand it. We have to welcome that and be up for the challenge.
A little bit about Bethlehem, the school. It was originally created as an all-women school. It was created in 1819. It goes way back. It's Roman Catholic private school. It's the only Roman Catholic high school outside of Jefferson County that's within the Louisville Archdiocese. And this team pulls students from Nelson County, Bullitt County, Hardin County, Marion County, and Washington County. And, you know, nearly every kid, 8 out of 10 of the kids in the school play sports. So that's telling as well. And if you've got about $7,300, you can go there.
That's you know, again, it's one of those private school situations yeah. that I'm not going to get into because we all know, you know, how I feel about that, and it's not good. So, you know, to be able to compete with the public schools and we can't recruit, you know what? We can get kids from Crittenden County. We can get kids from Tulu and Francis and Dykesburg
and
Marion,
you
know, and Mattoon, and that's where we can go and get kids, and that's the kids that we have. We can't go out and get somebody based on need mm-hmm. from another county, and that's not a level playing field for us that have to abide by that rule. So it's not good, and it is what it is, and until the High School Athletic Association changes that, it will be that way, as Tennessee did, which I think is the best system that you can go to. And, you know, it's very simple. In Tennessee, you have two levels in private schools. You have a level one that if they want to give financial aid, they can give financial aid. They just can't participate in high school athletics, public high school athletics. If you don't want to give financial aid, then you can belong to the public high school athletic association. And that, to me, is fair because we can't give financial aid and get somebody to us.
Let's look a little bit at their personnel. The quarterback is, he's not the same guy that they had last year. This is Ryan Mattingly, who's pretty good.
What county is he from?
I don't know. Don't know. What I do know is he's thrown for a little over 1,200 yards this season in 11 games. Not too bad of credentials coming in. He's completed 102 of 185 passes and has thrown 6 touchdowns. So not a bad season for Ryan Mattingly.
And he's a sophomore.
And
you know, he throws the ball well, and they throw a lot of screens, and, you know, he does push it down the field, and they have a couple receivers that go get it. And, you know, and then they have a running back that, you know, the Tyler Oler that played last year against us because their running back, their senior running back got hurt. So Tyler came in and played and did a great job. This tough kid. And so
our fans may remember, those who went up there, maybe even listened to the game on the radio, was he was wore number 24 last year, and this year he's number 7.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And he's a tough runner. So I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a battle, but it's, you know, it's one that we welcome and we accept, and you know, the kids are excited about playing.
913 yards on the ground this year by Oler, and this is a balanced team. They've gained a little over 1,300 yards on the ground, and about the same in there, a little over 1,300 yards. So what do you expect they're going to try to do against us?
Same thing. They'll keep it balanced. They're going to try to find out what we're going to do defensively and then attack it from that point. They're a team that, just like we are, they're a system offensive team. They're going to look and see what we give them and then make the calls from what our defense allows them to do that. So it's going to be up to us to mix it up, change coverages, change fronts to keep them confused and not allow the coaches on the sidelines to make the decision, but try to bait them into something that they don't want to do.
Oler's kind of their go-to guy on the ground, but in the air, gosh, it's just a big mix of who might get the ball. They have six guys who have more than 100 yards receiving each, but the main guy is number 80, Chris Osborne.
Yeah, Chris Osborne, he was there last year. You know, he's a senior, and, you know, he's a kid that, very tough kid that they like to go to and get the football, and he's isolated backside of trips a lot of times, and so, you know, they're going to try to get him the ball, and he can catch it. He makes things happen, you know. So, once again, Chris, I think that they just, they're a lot like we are, and it's just going to come down to who's going to execute and make the fewest mistakes and win on special teams, because I think special teams is going to be a key factor in this ballgame. Mm-hmm.
Let's look a little bit now at the Rockets, and I really appreciate Andy Hunt this week has sent me kind of a synopsis of some of the records that are close to being broken. We're, you know, this year has been another assault on the record book, and of course Andy hadn't had the time he's had in the past to do that week after week, but here as we go into the second round of playoffs. So I posted all that online, but I did want to hit a couple of highlights. Devin Nesbitt's really, he's on the cusp of setting or tying or setting some really big records that have stood for a long time, rushing touchdowns in a season. That's currently held by Jimmy Hopper, and that was 22 touchdowns. And that's way back in 1963 when Crittenden went to the sub-state that year, one of the greatest teams in Rocket football history. Devin's two away from that. He currently has 20, and then he's also closing in on the most points scored in a season, and Jimmy Hopper has that one too, 149, and Devin has 142. So big year for Devin Nesbitt. When you're going, of course, everybody knows Rockets football has heard Jimmy Hopper.
Sure,
yeah.
And you know, which is big because Jimmy Hopper is a well-known in Crittenden County and holds a lot of records and was an outstanding player. And you know, Devin is too, and Devin's worked hard to get to where he is, and you know, we're going to feed it to him. He's going to get the opportunity to break the record. Whether he does or not is going to be up to him and the offensive line. And so, you know, the offensive line knows it. The offensive line understands it. Devin is one to point out the offensive line is doing a great job, and that's the reason why he's getting the yards and the points that he's getting. So, you know, we records are made to be broken, and so we want to make sure that the kids understand that. We're proud of the kids for that, and I know that Devin will say that, you know, as long as we get the win, he's not interested in that record, but if we can get the win and he can break the record, it'll just, you know, be icing on the cake. So I'm sure he's aware of it. I know that Sean Thompson is well aware of those records, and he keeps up with them.
He
and
does.
And I know that TK Guest tells Sean all the time, because they're related, that,
yeah,
you know, that Sean's trying to break TK's records. And
well, he's got a chance to get one coming up. Ethan Dossett is four touchdown receptions away from breaking or tying, I should say, TK Guest's career touchdown record receiving. So
yeah, but the good thing though is Ethan has another year.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's very good.
So
point.
I mean, it's you know, this
not
is career, not just a season. So
yeah.
You know, I'm sure that Ethan will get that record. You know, he stays healthy, and
sure,
he'll get that. And I know TK, and I know he's glad to, you know, he doesn't like these guys breaking a record, but I'm sure that he's glad that Sean is one that's
doing well. You know, Sean told me last week on the sideline, he said, there's a lot of pressure on me. All these kids are closing in on these records, and he's trying to give them the touches. He said, there's more pressure on me to help them, you know, achieve their personal goals.
And
maybe
and
the
you know,
we
I
have
say,
to remember
you know,
the
we
team
do
goals.
That. We
yeah.
do that. And as coaches, we have to understand that that's part of it. You know, you have some, I think, defensively as well with
Adam
Beavers and
Gage
Courtney,
who's on
the coaching staff. And, you know, we have those as well. We understand that. And because it, you know, here's the thing. We as coaches are motivators, and we understand what motivates kids. And if you can get somebody close to a record or right at a record, then that's going to add motivation to them. The problem is distributing it when you have so many records that are being broken, distributed out to where they have the equal number of chances. And so You know, it's not like that you're trying to get one kid to break one and one not. Obviously, it is going to be whatever the defense gives us that we're going to be able to attack. But, you know, our focus is going to be simply, you know, to win this ball game. We're going to win it if it's going to take us running the ball and Devin's going to get his record, or if we're going to throw the ball and Ethan Dawson's going to get the record, and whatever the case is, we're focused on winning.
So Beavers can ride his own ticket here, is what you're saying. The defense
Beavers
guys
will always, always play defense.
Yeah.
So
I do want to give some detail on that. Adam Beavers, of course, he's a senior, and this is it for him, but he is four tackles away from tying the career all-time tackles leader, who is Gage Courtney at 345. So Adam's sitting right now at 341. And
well, I can probably tell you that record will be broken this week.
It's going to be shattered, isn't it?
This week it's going to be broken. Adam's going to get more than four tackles, and that's just the way his motor runs.
Yeah.
And you know, just super kid and an outstanding player, and you know, always has a smile on his face, and he's really going to be missed. But I can probably guarantee you that he will get those four tackles this week.
And I know his dad would be so proud of him right now. His dad was one of my good friends, Donnie Beavers, and I know Adam's got a great support family behind him, but I know his dad would really, really be, he'd be glowing over.
I know him well, and he would be, and I'm sure he is smiling.
He is smiling. He's walking in high cotton, as Grandma used to say. Also, I just mentioned, too, and I think we have before, Adam's tied right now with Zach Beverly as the career sacks leader. But then moving on to Cody Belt. Now, Cody's closing in on the point after attempts record. He currently has 38, and that record is held by Will Perkins at 39. So all he has to do is knock a couple more through, and he's got that record.
Now, Coach Thompson, you know, we score a couple times. We need to go for the extra points, and he gets both of them. He'll break that record.
And there's
and Will's dad is on the staff, and Adam, he's a kicking coach, and Noah's his younger brother, and he's also a kicker as well.
Very good.
He hurt his back, and he won't be able to kick anymore. But you know, Cody's been a pleasant surprise, and Cody, I believe Cody has the leg that he can kick at the next level.
Yeah, and you know, he's also obviously been a very good offensive and defensive player too, a position player. A lot of other records are posted online. Some of these freshmen are closing in on, or have already gotten some of the records. Go to the Crittenden Press Sports page. Check out Rocket Football Online and get all the details. Hunter Boone's got a bunch of those on there too. He's going to continue. He's going to have all the passing records before he's done. Let's look also around the state. Coming up Friday night, Frankfort will be at Beechwood. Of course, Russellville is at Campbellsville. Then our game, Bethlehem at Crittenden. Lynn Camp's at Hazard. Louisville Holy Cross is at Kentucky Country Day. Bracken County is at Paintsville. Raceland is at Paris. And last game, Pikeville is at Williamsburg. The ones we're interested in immediately right now is the Frankfort at Beechwood and Russellville at Campbellsville. Those are some games that are of immediate interest to us. Any idea on this Russellville-Campbellsville?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched them both. We play Russellville, obviously, and Campbellsville has some great athletes, and we know Russellville does as well. And the difference is going to be it's going to be played at Campbellsville. So, you know, you have to give the edge to them. But I really think that Russellville is wanting to get another shot at us. So, you know, I'm sure they're disappointed and upset at the fact that they didn't win the district, and now
and we will get one of those two teams if we can get through this region, and we've seen Beechwood before and KCD. We've played them in playoffs before, but
again, KCD's gone out and got them what they want to. They
yeah.
can, you know, whatever
yeah.
they need,
yeah.
they go out and get.
Yeah, everything I see about
not them. Not to say Beechwood's not.
Yeah, no kidding. All the majority of the ones left, it looks like, are. Well, not the majority, but a lot of them are private schools. Coach Starnes, I'm really looking forward to this week. This is one I've kind of been looking forward to since we left Bardstown last year, and hoping we could get back at this point. And here it is. You know, it's we got to keep your career prolonged another week, at least another week. We want to get this win. And I know I anticipate a really good crowd. And I know last week where we were a heavy favorite. Wasn't much of a crowd at the game, which is disappointing. But this week, gosh, I would think there'd be a lot there.
Yeah, you know, we hope so, Chris. I mean, the kids see the fans and the crowd, and You know, we've had great student support, student section, and, you know, we just want to encourage everybody to come out and help us get through this. It's going to be cold. Come out and let us help you warm up a little bit with throwing the ball down the sidelines and keeping us going. So.
Hey, wear that deer hunting gear out there on Friday night and get it loosened up for Saturday morning. We'll see you at Rocket Stadium Friday night, Coach Starnes. Let's go get the Eagles.
Let's get them, buddy.